Yeah, I'm Julius Caesar. Whiskers sent me.
I know who you are. That ain't what I asked.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you got the cheese?
What are you, nuts?
I'm sorry. I wasn't thinking.
You know
I'm
how
sorry.
Much time we would have if we got
caught? I'm sorry.
I got the stuff right over there. Where's the dough?
It's right here. It's all accounted for. By the way, what's your name?
My name? I think you have other problems to worry about.
Huh?
I'm Ratrick Swayze, bitch! Now I have both the money and the cheese!
Julius, look at me! Julius, no! Julius, no! No!
Ma'am! Mrs. Caesar, he's gone!
What?
I've got good news.
What?
It's Chicken Sip Week on the Prime League Podcast!
740 Prime League Podcast.
Penny and 350 Productions.
Falling autumn leaves. It's gridiron time. As they face off in the league. Papua New Guinea Prime. When it comes to draft selection, be methodical and wise. Draft that back a receiver who can cross the goal line. Gotta draft the clutch kicker. The defensive grind. Sacks and QB forces turnovers like
this ball mine.
Who gon' win it all? I'm not quite sure. Don't know. Is it in your girl's guts? A Team Cicito. Huh? Team Aaron's, we trust a Tama Jamma, bro. And we have Grateful Zed squaring off with Let It Rain. Never Berry versus Clam Wall, and who gon' feel the pain? Spider-Man versus Waddle Rockets, who gon' do they thing? Plus that primetime showdown that completes this race.
Complete.
Fantasy football team versus Team McTeam face.
Prime time.
Yeah.
Soldier Boy Tough. Hey, I got this new damn for y'all called a Soldier Boy. You gotta punch, then crank back three times from left to right.
Alright, just two teams remain as we get set to wrap up another year of the Papua New Guinea Prime League. Joined us is by always the commission owner of the Sanford Waddle Rockets, Shane McLean. Everyone, Shane.
Welcome in.
Also, assistant commish and owner of the Member Berries, Jason Ryan.
Hello, everyone. Good to be here.
I'm owner of the fantasy football team. My name is Tim O'Halleck. And we're here to bring you episode 21 of the Prime League podcast. It's championship week, guys. But before we get into the matchup itself, were you guys surprised by Christmas?
Oh, yeah, super surprised. Got some good gifts. 65-degree weather here in the Ohio Valley. Quite surprising.
Mm-hmm.
That was not far off from what we were dealing with down here, 65, 70-degree weather.
How about the championship matchup? Were you guys surprised by that at all?
Shook. Yeah. It was like back in our Rocket League days, my rectum was a little bit blown out there.
Yeah, wild turn of events this weekend.
All right, Commissioner.
Not to say that the two teams don't deserve it, mm-hmm. just not the way I saw it unfolding compared to the rest of the season.
No matter who wins this week, guys, a new name is going to be on the trophy. We'll have a new plaque made. Commish, what's the process for getting these plaques done?
As soon as the championship is over, I just go over to our, what is it, champ, something champ, TrevyChamps, something like that, .com, same place I've always gone, and then put the team name in and order. It's usually here within a week or two. It's pretty quick.
Okay, now somebody, whoever wins the championship, they obviously have the option to keep the trophy. How does that all play out?
Well, obviously, with it being down here right now, it'd be up to them, as we discussed, I believe, earlier in the year, to just pay for shipping or whatever, or if they want to wait till I come up later this year, I can bring it with me. I'm working on a plan for that as well. So we'll get it to them, and then whoever wins, if they want to go through that and keep it, they certainly can, and they can keep it all the way until the next winner is selected.
Also, Commish, something I wanted to bring up last week that we had discussed earlier on, free agent acquisitions in the past at this point of the season were down to whatever teams remain. That's not the case this year, though.
No, no longer. With us moving into Dynasty, free agents, acquisitions are open. It's open season. So for the, you know, from here until next year and beyond, if you see someone out there that you want to make a move for, you can go ahead and do that.
Assistant Commish, Jay, this ain't the last episode, though. This championship week, but it ain't the last episode. What do we have coming up?
This is not the last episode. So next Wednesday, we're going to do our episode as normal. We will talk about the championship game, the other matchups, as usual. Talk a little bit about the champion. Whoever that champion is going to be welcome onto the show. That invitation goes out now. So Jeff, Zach, if either of you win, you're invited. Mm-hmm. And then next Sunday, January 7th, we're going to have one final live Sunday show where we're going to go over the 1 o'clock games. But we're also going to do a couple special things. We're going to give away some awards for the season to individual team managers, different games, as well as go over some of the best of clips from the PLP season one here.
I'm looking forward to that. I keep putting it on my to-do list to start my my research and trying to find some good clips, but I keep putting it on the back burner, so I really got to get into it this week. But because there's a lot, and this is episode 21 now, so we have 21 plus two special episodes to come through to find all the stuff. But looking forward to doing it. It's going to be fun. I think it's going to be one of the better shows.
Yeah, real excited. The last live show we did on a Sunday was so much fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it didn't even feel like 4 hours.
I was tuned up by the end of that.
Yeah.
I think we all took a nap after that episode was over.
Yeah. I crashed immediately afterwards.
I was out. Done for.
Kamish, we're on social.
We are indeed, good sir. You can obviously give us a nice like and thumbs up, subscription, whatever the case may be, across Apple Podcasts and Spotify, where you listen. And, of course, on the socials at Prime League Pod. That's going to be Twitter X at Prime League Pod.
Any league news we need to get to, Jay?
Of course, don't forget about the trade deadline coming up on the 24th at 3 a.m. Make sure you got any trades you want to throw out there. Make sure you get them in. Other than that, just tune in next week, next Wednesday, for the last Wednesday episode, and then next Sunday for the last episode of the season.
All right.
Maybe. Maybe not. Who knows?
Two teams remain. They will both join us tonight, and for the first time ever, they will trash each other live. As we get set for the championship round here at the Papua New Guinea Prime League, we invite you to get involved with the show. Give us a call at 740-346-5607. Of course, later on, our fan favorite Trash the Commish segment returns, brought to you by Greg's Eggs. You can trash the Commish as well. Text myself or Jason with your material for Trash the Commish. We'll gladly make sure that your message is heard. We'll give you our bake and take picks, masters and disasters. But first, let's have a look at the week that was.
Weekly Review.
All right, so the semifinal round is in the books. We had some surprising outcomes, a lot of good games to go over. Let's not waste any more time. Let's check in on that action. Jay? All right,
the fantasy football team was stunned by the Grateful Zeds in a huge upset, falling 144-109, the PLP upset of the week. And Let It Rain also couldn't get it done, losing to Team Mimic Team Face in a close one, 108-95, the PLP game of the week. Both of those buys did no favors for the top two seeds in the league. In the consolation bracket, the Sanford Water Rockets squeaked by Tama Jama 84-80. The Rocky Balboa put it to myself, the Member Berries, 154-107. The Clam Wallet Scavengers put up very high numbers, very respectable, but still lost to the Come Black Kids, who had his highest performance of the game, winning 157-149, highest combined total for a total of 306. And finally, the Spider-Man Parts loses a heartbreaker to Team Cecito, 121-120, smallest margin of victory. Tim, what's going on with the free agents and waivers?
All right, Rocky Balboa dropped Marvin Mims Jr. and added Tucker Kraft for $0. Another worthless move. Rocky Balboa dropped the Buccaneers defense and added the Packers defense again for nothing. The waivers and bids fantasy football team dropped the disappointing Colts defense and re-added the Cowboys defense for $12. Grateful Zeds with three moves dropped Taysom Hill, Alexander Mattison, and the Commanders defense while picking up Gerald Everett, Zamir White, and the Falcons defense all for just $0. Let It Rain also dropped Dante Freeman while adding Kendrick Bourne, Sky Moore, and Will Levis. That's also for $0. All right, guys, we're all caught up on the league. And we have a great championship matchup here between the Grateful Zeds and Timmy McTeamface. Owners of both teams are actually here with us right now, so it's great to have them on for the first time ever. Our championship opponents facing off against each other, both here on the Prime League podcast and our trash segment, and also come what, we have Monday night games, or no, Sunday night will be the final factor. So, guys, Zach, we'll start with you. Great to finally see that beautiful face, and thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks, guys. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
The crowd loves it.
It's funny. I didn't think that it was going to be this daunting to look at the person I'm, you know, saying horrible, horrible things about. So not really looking forward to that part of it, but it's cool seeing you guys. I didn't realize how unattractive you all are, so that's good to know.
Yeah, it gets easier with time. You know, we've been doing it to Shane's face for 18 weeks now, so.
Oh, shit. Well, thanks for joining us, Zach.
Thank you.
Also, Jeff joining us.
Oh, go ahead.
Sorry. Jeff joining us, too, owner of Teamy McTeamface. Jeff, it's great to see your face again, also.
What up, Happy?
Thanks for having me back, guys. Good to
Absolutely.
Be here.
Again. I think this is Absolutely. Your third appearance. Second, I know it's your, at least your second appearance. I think
second
three.
Appearance. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So how's married life?
Doing good.
That's good.
Doing good. Just got back from Jamaica a couple weeks ago, and back to the fucking snow. So awful.
All right. Yeah, we do have
how
a great
was the trip.
What was that?
How was the trip?
Oh, it was great. Yeah.
Awesome.
We do have a great matchup, great championship matchup. Very close projections here. Zach projecting 123, Grateful Zeds, as well as Team McTeamface, both projecting 123. So a nice even matchup coming up. Zach, we'll start with you. What do you think about your team heading into the championship?
Honestly, I didn't think I was going to get this far, especially during the last podcast. Just listening to you guys talk and having just, you know, said some mean things to you, Tim. And then, like, Puka's got, like, 80 points or, you know, whatever, and Taysom Hill's, you know, crying on the sideline, can't tie his shoes or whatever reason he couldn't get out there. And I was like, oh, shit, this is going to be so embarrassing, you know. But this league is so awesome. I just love being a part of it. I'm excited to be, you know, just a part of this whole thing. Yeah, I want to win, you know. Obviously, you don't do something like this if you don't want to. But I still just floored at how much fun this whole experience has been.
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously, Zach, you're a newcomer here, and this is your first championship. Jeff, I believe this is your first championship game. I could be wrong, but
I believe you're correct. I think yeah. I came in third place last year, maybe, or the year before, and I've been up there a couple times, but never made it to the championship.
Two newcomers to the championship game, one newcomer to the championship trophy.
How are tiebreakers established? Let's get this out of the way right now. What are the tiers?
So first and foremost, it's going to be bench points in the game. And then from there, it's just going to be probably overall points four.
like up to today, you mean overall points?
Yeah, points four overall for the season after that.
For the season, okay.
Yeah, because I don't want to take divisions or anything into account at that point. That's, you know, I mean, it's.
I don't think that this keeps track of playoff points for, but right now as it stands, Team McTeam Face is at 1664 and Grateful Zeds is at 1745. Again, that, I don't think that takes into consideration the playoffs, so that changes one way or another for maybe somebody. But Zach, back to last week. Yeah, you had a couple of players go off. Jahmyr Gibbs was one of them in particular. He was what your first overall pick. Seemed to have worked out for you pretty well, at least here in the heading up to today.
Yeah, it was kind of funny in the chat the other day. I mean, you were just screwing around, but you said something like, "This guy comes in, takes the worst team in the league." And yeah, the reason the worst team in the league did so well is because I only kept three of them. Josh Allen and I don't know, someone else. But anyway, Jahmyr Gibbs has been a huge surprise. I was halfway thinking about trading him when I could still get something out of him at one point earlier on, and I'm happy I didn't. Really, Detroit's been a huge just awesome. I mean, Amon St. Ra, that was another one of my keepers. But that team itself, it's worked its way into my heart. I'm a Steelers fan, but they're my number two, and they're, you know, really contending to take that spot over from the Steelers. So I love watching them. Great team. And, I love Gibbsy.
Jeff, your team last week, if you played anybody else in the playoffs, you lose. I scored 109 to your 108. You took on Let It Rain, who just, it rained on him, I guess. 108-94 win. But Austin Eckler, I think he's the one that stands out most this year. So inconsistent, and a lot more busts than boom, I guess, what ESPN Fantasy Football calls it. How do you feel about him heading into this week?
He's kind of that big question mark, and when he goes off, but yeah, it's been more duds recently, unfortunately. At least last week he put up like 11, so it was a solid number, but still below his projected. Mm-hmm. I think they're Denver this week, I want to say. So that's at least, I think, a little bit of a more favorable matchup. I think that's going to be a higher scoring game at least, but now with Trevor Siemian
yeah,
starting for they're benching Russell Wilson or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so that might change how the dynamics are going to play out through the game, but I don't know.
Yeah,
he played better at least last week than when they got blown out by the Raiders.
He had a three game stretch, 22, 20, and 20, and then just fell off 6-9-3. Then he had another 20 performance and a 6 and then an 11. Definitely trending downward, but I did notice that somebody's interested in him. Well, let me see who, but someone's interested in him. So you can maybe – I bet it's Jimmy. I guarantee it's Jimmy. Guarantee it.
Well, I know Jason was interested for a while in him. He was pushing that trade. George Kittle and somebody else for – I think it was Mostert.
Yep.
For – I think Mark Andrews and Eckler.
Yep.
Which, going back to that, that would have been a solid move to make on my part because they've been putting up good points recently.
Yeah, Mostert has been doing good. I was on my redemption IR picking up tour, loading my bench with IR players for next year.
Well, as soon as I made it to the playoffs, as soon as I knew it was final, I went and started looking for Amari DiMicardo. I was going to give him that at least championship spot, you know, hoping for the best for him.
I give him a good home, but he still has to earn a championship.
Zach,
he's getting a participation trophy.
Zach, obviously you won last week, so congratulations first and foremost. But we can't let this go by. A dude on your team, Taysom Hill, didn't perform very well. In fact, he, say it with me, everyone, laid an absolute egg.
Oh,
Egg alert. Egg alert. Egg alert.
Subsequently, you drop him and you pick up Gerald Everett. Done with Taysom Hill, over it just like that. He's yesterday's news.
Yeah. You know, you hurt me once, shame on you. Hurt me twice, you know. But that was a future move. All the moves I made this week were kind of like thinking about next year, you know. No matter what happens this week, I've kind of got all the guys I'm going to be playing, unless Cole Kmet is injured, in which case I'll put Everett in there. But it was just, he's like, if you look at it, he's got like, you know, you play what, 16 games. He's got like 3 weeks where he scored like 22 points, which is just phenomenal for a tight end. And then there's just like a bunch of zeros and twos and ones. And I don't need that sort of inconsistency.
Yeah. I remember there was the one year, I forget if it was Drew Brees or who was the quarterback, but they got hurt. And then Taysom Hill started getting starts at quarterback, but he was still listed as a tight end in fantasy. Shane took full advantage of it, had two quarterbacks running for a minute.
I sure
sounds like it. Something he'd do.
Hey man, it was 100% legal. Also, do you remember the shit that went down with Vince because of that?
Oh yeah. It was massive controversy. I remember. Massive.
Oh my god. you guys have a little something prepared for each other, I understand, right?
I'm so scared for this.
An exchanging of vowels, if you will.
Zach has just absolutely roasted everybody. I'm not ready for this.
I'm more interested to see what you do, Jeff. You've been riding this this wave of commending people and being nice, and it seems to be working out for you. I want to see if you're going to do that again, or if you're ready to let it rip your fun.
Might have a little something, but.
Good.
Right. I'm dying to hear what he has to say, actually. And I took it very easy on you. It's downright gentle.
That doesn't work.
Piece of white trash. It's time to wait. We've trashed the commish a lot this year.
And I don't have anything else produced.
Every bit of trash we've thrown at him. But the truth of the matter is, the commish is actually doing a pretty good job. So today, this one's for you, commish. It's time to hype the commish.
All right, we ain't hyping the commish. Let's get that out of the way first and foremost. What we have is a championship game here in the Papua New Guinea Prime League. Teamy McTeam face versus the Grateful Zeds. Both of them with an opportunity to win their first ever championship. And we're going to keep it consistent as we've been doing so all year long. We're going to have the top dogs trash each other. Who wants to go first, or should we flip a coin? Let's flip a coin. Anyone got a coin? I don't
know. The commission's shiny head just threw me off for a second.
All right, let's see. Hold on. I have my phone connected to my board, so let's see if we can do this. Zach is heads, Jeff is tails. Hey, Siri, flip a coin.
It's tails.
All right, it's tails. There we go. So Jeff goes first.
Thank God I did not want to have to go behind Zach. Well, here we are. It's the championship. Definitely did not expect to make it here. And I just got to say good luck, Zach. This was going to be much easier if we weren't going to be on a Zoom where I can see this person's face. But, you know, initially I was going just based strictly off voice and really was just going to say that the only thing I feel like Zach has going in his life is this fantasy football league and probably a level 78 druid in a World of Warcraft that nobody else knows nothing about. I have no idea if that was anything even remotely correct, but
all right, is that it, Jeff, or you got more?
No, that's all I got. Brain to the fantasy gods.
It's time to wait. We've trashed the commish a lot this year. and he deserves every bit of trash we've thrown at him.
All right, just go ahead, Zach, I guess.
Oh, shit. Well, first off, it's not a druid, it's a rock gnome. His name's Shango Zivon, and I don't have him leveled up too high yet, but working on it. That shit's true, actually. I really do have a D&D guy. All right, so this is also 100% true. I was having some trouble coming up with things to make fun of because I don't know Jeff, like, at all. And so I thought that I would take a look online to get a little bit of inspiration. So I looked up great Jeffs in history, and I found this top 10 list, and it was pretty okay. You got your Jeff Bezos, Jeff Goldblum, Jeff Beck, you know, the normal guys. But they couldn't even get through half of this damn list of 10 people before Jeffrey Dahmer popped up. So in case you need a reminder, Jeffrey Dahmer was a notorious serial killer who raped, murdered, and then cannibalized young men. And he is one of the best examples of people named Jeff. And much like Jeffrey Dahmer, Steamy McCreamface has spent the last few weeks taking advantage of sexually confused young men in our fantasy football league. Frankly, it's time for him to be stopped. When the Grateful Zeds are finished with him, people will forget about his atrocities until the inevitable release of the Netflix documentary about our league. And I did do a little bit of research on the guy. He's a doctor, which I guess means that he's at least marginally more intelligent than the rest of you troglodytes. He's a physical therapist, to be exact, and I'm sure that gives him plenty of access to elderly victims. patients. And I actually spoke to a few of these patients. Don't ask me how I got their names and numbers. That's not important. Because of ongoing legal proceedings, I can't call any of them out by name, but they all actually spoke very glowingly on Jeff. He massaged my inner thighs for hours, and all I had was a sprained ankle, said one grateful patient. Dr. Bad Touch, as he's known in the industry, has been healing and feeling, giving hopes and gropes to sick and injured individuals for years. When he isn't bringing shame upon his profession, Jeff leads a very active life. Hiking and biking to all of Colorado's classiest underground sex slave markets and craft breweries. His two loyal dogs by his side looking up at him in disappointment as he joyfully meanders through life. He's one of the few good guys in this league that seems to be otherwise filled with deviants and villains. We have both played the role of giant killer over the last couple weeks, and I, for one, am thankful for the opportunity to punch down for a change. All of my other playoff games have been against real teams, teams that had a snow cone's chance in hell of winning. So this is a fun experience for me anyway. Jeff, I sincerely hope that you enjoyed your fairy tale rise to the championship game. It has been inspirational for all of us. But life isn't a fairy tale, you goofy motherfucker. The final letter in this story is Z, so just be grateful you got second place.
Man, that was awesome.
Oh, that was good.
I love this. That was beautiful. That was awesome.
Man, that was going light on him.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm honestly not a dickhead, man. We could have a beer sometime. <It'd be> fantastic.
Oh, man, this is beautiful. I love this. This is amazing. Thank you guys for joining us, and best of luck.
Thank you much.
Thank you.
Awesome. That's weekend, Jeff Gratzmiller, owner of Teamy McTeamface, Zach Heron, owner of the Grateful Zeds, each of them with their first opportunity to get a plaque on that big trophy behind Shane. Is it back behind you, Shane? There it is. There it is. There it is. Wrong one.
I need the trivial energy today from start to finish.
Come on. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's keep this train rolling. Let's go.
Hey, it's time to go right now.
Master or disaster?
All right, into another week of wild. Another wild week of points. There we go. And pointlessness. Diving into it right now. Masters and disasters. I'll go ahead and kick things off. 1 second. Stand by.
I threw Tim off. That was my intro. Tim, I'm sorry.
You're good. You're good. Last week, top-ranked fantasy football team fell in a blowout to the 144-109 to Grateful Zeds, and a big part of that was because of the Detroit Lions' offensive performance, scoring 30 points in their division-clinching win over the Vikings. And one of the guys who got it done for the Lions was rookie running back Jahmyr Gibbs, as we mentioned earlier with Zach. 15 carries, 80 yards, 4 catches, 20 more yards, 2 total touchdowns on the day, bringing his fantasy point total to 24 for the second week in a row. Jahmyr Gibbs and his fantasy owner took him to the championship game in his expansion year. So great job for that. Jahmyr Gibbs is my week 2 playoff master. excuse me, my disaster. You can't have a master without a disaster, first off, and nothing brightens up a holiday weekend than a disaster who gets an early visit from the Easter Bunny. Last week, New Orleans Saints went on the road to face the LA Rams, and for the most part, the Rams held the Saints in check all night, but no player was held more in check than tight end Taysom Hill. Hill had a minuscule performance, a performance that pissed his fantasy owner off so bad that he ends up cutting his ass, racking up all of 2 yards on 2 carries, 0 catches, 0 yards, and 1, say it with me now, absolute egg.
Egg alert. Egg alert. Egg alert.
All right, Taysom Hill is my playoff week 2 disaster, and I have a bonus disaster that you guys can't see, so... Okay, after starting the season 6-1, any idea who I'm talking about? No, it's the Kansas City Chiefs. Now lost 5 of their last 8 games, and even though they sit atop of one of the worst divisions in football, they have yet to lock up a playoff spot. And their schedule does favor them over the last 2 weeks of the season. They could lock up the division this week with a win over the Bengals, but the Chiefs are looking as bad as they ever had under current QB coach combo. And I mean, what's the problem here, guys? Is it a lack of receivers? Are there issues in the locker room that have yet to be brought to light? Has Andy Reid lost control of the team? What could be the problem here, guys? Could it be a new system? Are the players not gelling? I don't know, guys. Just something a little bit different about this team this year. Why all of a sudden are they falling apart? Kansas City Chiefs are my bonus disaster, guys. And if anyone has any info as to why the Chiefs are getting fucked right now, then I'm sure the Chief Cucks would like some answers. And don't forget to check out the new Christmas porno as well, guys. A Very Cucky Christmas. Taylor may be dating Travis, but this holiday season, she fucks the whole team. The Kansas City Chiefs. They used to be a top seller on StubHub, but now they're just the top search on Pornhub. It's me. It's me. the Kansas City Chiefs are my bonus disaster for the season.
Please tell me that you just have that. Just that's one part cut out.
Yep.
Yep.
All right, Kansas City Chiefs.
Hold on. She has done the unthinkable. She single-handedly ruined an entire NFL football team.
Travesty.
Oh, excuse me. All right, guys. Back on track. Now, this year, my master is going to be Jared Allen. Buffalo Bills, not many teams with as many ups and downs this season as the Buffalo Bob Bills. But a big reason of that is because they play quarterback. The playoff quarterback, Jared Allen. A big reason that they play so bad is also because of quarterback Jared Allen. But this week, the Buffalo Bob Bills, 12-point favorites when they welcome the 4-1 New England Patriots. I apologize, guys. But the Bills, they have yet to lock up a playoff spot. And for those two reasons, I'm choosing Jared Allen as my championship week master. Yes, I'm aware. Josh Allen. Am I disaster? After beating the Kansas City Chiefs a few weeks ago, the Packers have lost their next two games and nearly blew a win last week over the careless Panthers. The Green Bay Packers will be underdogs when they go on the road Sunday night to face divisional rival Minnesota Vikings, both fighting for a playoff spot. And I think Jungle Jordan Love will miss a lot of opportunities, including that playoff spot. So Jungle Love is my championship week disaster.
Man, I like Jungle Love. I like that.
Jungle Love.
All right. So my master for the previous week, this player continues to do his thing week in and week out, posting another line in week 16 of 12 receptions for 106 yards with one more touchdown to boot. He added 28 fantasy points to what has already been an awesome fantasy year and helped push Zach's team over the edge and into his first championship round. He has a tough matchup in Dallas this week, but I do expect him to get it done again, especially if Goff can keep his head about him. My round two master would be Amon-Ra St. Brown. Disaster for round two. I started off my masters last week with this guy, praising this runner for having not posted a single-digit game all season up to that point. Well, it happened. He didn't lay any eggs, but he might as well have as far as Tim's team was concerned. Even 32 points from Nakua himself couldn't undo the 7-point game that Kamara put up last week. He was shut down all game, posting a rushing line of 9 for 19 with no touchdowns. He was somewhat saved by his usual work in the passing game, catching 5 receptions, but those receptions only totaled a disappointing 16 yards, and he added no touchdowns through the air. So he disastered all over Tim's fantasy team at the worst possible time. Alvin Kamara, my round two disaster. Upcoming games. You don't get to number two at your position in week 17 by slouching it up, and this guy knows that. He's got 109 receptions so far on the year, more than 1,400 yards and 9 total touchdowns. He just dropped another 24-point fantasy game against Miami last weekend, adding another 6 receptions for 118 yards and 1 touchdown to the resume for the season. He's playing a high-scoring Detroit team this week, and his team is looking to bounce back from a bad loss this past weekend. I'm of course talking about CeeDee Lamb, who's now running a 7-game touchdown streak into round two of our playoffs and week 17 of the NFL season. I expect him to do one more game this weekend for Jeff, championship round master CeeDee Lamb. And then my disaster, we actually spoke about him a little bit earlier. I hate putting this guy here once again, considering the injuries he's dealt with this year, the status of the team, and his misuse so far. But I also just really like him as a player. But he's been nothing short of a disappointment this entire season, aside for a few games. He had a decent outing last week with an 11-point fantasy game, but that's not what you want week in and week out with this guy on your team. And that line is what you pretty much received all year long. He's going to Denver this week to face a pretty strong defense, even though they don't have much to fight for anymore since they're out of the playoffs. But I expect him to be fairly disappointing again this week. My championship round disaster, Austin Eckler.
I like it. All right, so my master of last week, Breece, I had a hall pass haul, absolutely tore it up on the field and wrecked any chance I had at winning this week. After an overall disappointing season, he had his best game with 42 points, 20 carries for 95 yards, 12 receptions for another 96 yards, and 2 touchdowns on the ground. the Jets gave him a hall pass to run all over the field freely, and he did just that. If you played like this all year, Vince may have made the playoffs and could possibly still be playing for the championship right now. Either way, a performance like that lands him what I believe to be his first Master of the Week. My disaster. While this isn't your typical disaster, since he had a great game with four receptions, 140 yards, and a touchdown for a total of 23 points, he's landing in this disaster category because of his unrelenting unreliability. In his last seven games, he has put up eggs in four of them. Two of those games, he had over 20 points, with 22 points versus Philly in Week 12 and 23 points last week. When he's in the fantasy lineup, all eggs. Easter Bunny abound. When he's on the bench, he's a beast. The fact that he has had four eggs in 7 weeks is bad enough. But to only produce while riding the bench, awful, disgraceful, pitiful. He won't trick me again into putting him back into the lineup this week. He can enjoy his place on the bench as punishment for his actions. Gabe Davis, screw you.
Screw you. Well, that's pretty much what he's done to every team owner that he's had all year long. So
I mean, just come on, Gabe Davis. And to avoid putting any good or bad juju on the championship game, I'm going to avoid picking anything from those games. My master for this coming week is Lamar Jackson. Usually a favorite to land on the disaster pick, he has proved time and time again he means business this year. Last week, he handled one of the best defenses in San Francisco with a 28-point performance. And this week, he has another big matchup with a chance to get lock for the number one seed in the AFC. They have play at home, and he's looking forward to getting 2 weeks off with potentially resting next week if they win, and then the bye week in the first round. Lamar shows up this week so he can rest up the next 2 weeks. Disaster, Davante Adams. It seems like the Raiders are going to ride the rest of the year out on the backs of their defense. Last week, the D had a hell of a game while the Raiders failed to complete a pass after the first quarter. I think the trend continues with the offense taking a backseat until at least next year, and Adams struggles again to put up fantasy points. Only 1 point last week. Does the Easter Bunny pay him a visit this week? We shall see.
I sure hope so. I hope we haven't heard the last of the the absolute eggs.
We love the Easter Bunny around here.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. Tim, you're going to be stacking up receipts over there, bro.
I got two receipts right now. I'm behind where I usually am. But joining us again as with our Bacon Take segment, Justin Humphreys. What up, brother? What up? Where?
Not too much. How's it going, man? Feels good to be back. Sorry I had to miss last week. I was in dire straits, but I listened to the episode. It was pretty subpar without me, but glad to be back to pick things up. How are you guys doing?
Oh!
Listen, last week's, I was just listening to it. Last week's Bacon Take, you guys just glossed right over the commission's. You didn't even signify a dollar amount. I don't even know where the commission's account stands right now. What's going on? Well, fucking amateur hour over here.
Judging by the records the commission has had the past couple weeks, I'm going to go with $0.
Or negative, even, if that's even possible.
I don't remember.
Well, by my account, commission, I think we'll talk about it. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I don't remember where it stood before that. Were you keeping track of that, or was that being tracked in the shared file?
Oh, I got it. Yeah, I got it. It's up to date. I got it all up to date. But anyways, yeah, real quick, before we jump into that, I was sick as hell. I don't know how you guys have been feeling. We've been talking about it in the group message, but good God, man. I was sick, and then Ashley, the kids. Christmas was a puke and shit fest at my house. And I'm going to do what I do. I'm going to bring this podcast down a few notches as far as, like, integrity, things like that. Dude, I know we're all getting older and our bodily functions are becoming more and more uncontrollable, but I never just accepted shitting myself like I did when I was sick. Dude. It was like any dignity I had to try to stop it was out the window, dude. I just took it. I took what was coming. So I didn't make it to the toilet when I had to throw up. The night before, you know those big bags of, like, meal in a bag, tiny stir fry? Uh-huh. I ate, like, a whole one of those the night before, dude. That thing ended up in my sink, in my bathroom sink. And then the second round of puking, I shit myself, and I just let it happen. And I just accepted it. I said, listen, this is where I am. I'm 35. I'm on my bathroom floor. I'm alone. I'm just gonna let it happen, and I left my bathroom like that for 2 or 3 days.
Oh
my god! No, when I went in there, when I went in, I didn't have a choice. I was in survival mode. When I went back in that room, I took the caution tape down and I fucking went back in there. It was bad, dude. It was really, really bad. But anyways, I'm glad to be back. And let's talk about some bets. Let's talk about some bets.
You know, Tim, before you brought this off, there's one thing I forgot to notate down in my own notes for Masters and Disasters. I noticed it late. None of us picked him, and we'd be remiss if we didn't mention his performance last week. Amari Cooper, he deserves to be an honorary Master this week.
Oh, yeah. No one picked him.
Set the Browns record for receiving yards with 265, two touchdowns, 51 points. Just wanted to mention his name as an honorary Master of the Week.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, he crushed it, dude. And honestly, didn't Flacco lead the league in quarterback points?
Yeah, points? Flacco. straight from being a cashier. At McDonald's, I think, is where he was working.
And shut the fuck up.
What?
This is a Super Bowl winning quarterback. He was not working at McDonald's.
Are you sure?
He's a Super Bowl MVP.
I mean, I don't know. That's what my sources told me. Maybe I need to check with them. I don't know.
Good point on that, though, Jay, for sure. We gotta throw some love towards Amari. Could you imagine if Dallas still had Amari Cooper and CeeDee Lamb?
Scary.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Terrifying. They'd fuck it up.
Okay, yeah. So you mentioned we were 0-3 last week. I don't remember even what my pick was. If you guys just want to move past that and we can move on.
I got
on
them up here. Week. We can okay. go. We can go.
Okay, over yeah. More. Yep.
So we went 0-4 this week. It was a terrible outing for us. We dropped another absolute egg on our end. So that was good news there. But if you did, Tim wants the egg alert real bad.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was looking. Okay. Did you
play the intro?
Huh? Oh no, you're right. We didn't. Intro.
Did you play the?
You can take me in.
You're right.
What would you guys do without me?
Love it. All right, so as I said, drop an absolute egg. Jay, you ready?
Egg alert. Egg alert. Egg alert.
But if you listen to us as we normally say to go the opposite way, then once again you struck gold this week. So more power to you there. Tim, you started off your prop bet with Jordan Love over 223.5 passing yards. That was a loss. I think you finished with 209.
Week.
Jay, you took the over and under, or Raiders Chiefs over 41.5.
Fail.
Failed on that one. Humpy, we didn't have an FBR last week. And then I took the Colts plus 2.5 and over 44.5. And those were a loss on both counts as well.
I don't view it as losing anymore. Really, we're just making money for our listeners. Mm-hmm. So we're doing our job, actually. quite well.
I mean, that's exactly what it is. You it's mentioned in the open right there. We give you our pick so you don't have to pick those, basically.
Exactly. We waste our money so you don't have to.
Exactly. So to all your listeners, you're welcome. I hope you're making good money, especially the past few weeks, because we have been spot on.
I think we had one or two weeks where we were like 3 for 4 or something, but that's it. It's just been...
You guys, you so-called football aficionados can speak for yourselves, because I've got a pretty good record this year. I think I'm at least maybe 5-5. I'm batting .500, I think. Might be slightly sub that, but...
Shane has the numbers. Right,
my last bet that I took... Go ahead.
Since we started keeping track in week 4, you have 2 correct and 5 losses.
Yeah, you're down in the gutter.
But that's weeks, though. Is that weeks? No way.
Yeah, that's since week 4, since we started doing bacon.
I'm 2-5 right now?
Correct. You might have won last week, but we didn't get your pick.
Yeah, and I mean, again, okay. That's fantastic, because we tell people don't pick our stuff.
Yeah.
So no, wait. There's no way I'm 2-5, because in episode 19, I believe, I took Tennessee -2.5 and won there, and I know I had already had at least two back to back winning weeks before that. I think I'm 4-6, Shane.
If anything, then that Titans 2.5 is just marked as a loss when maybe it was a win, but
it has happened before, because there was something that I like, it was recently, the last 2 weeks or so, Shane, I looked at the list and I saw that you had marked that mine was a loss.
And yeah, and then you texted me and I corrected it.
Yeah, so I mean,
we tried to make it seem like you were seeing stuff. Remember
what week was it? Was it week 15?
He took the Titans -2.5 versus the Texans in week 15.
Yeah, that was a loss. They lost 19-16. That is a loss.
Yeah. Wait. Hold up. Yeah,
they were -2.5
points, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then they lost. So they lost in betting wise by 5.5 points, actually.
Wait, are you sure they lost that week? If so, then Shane's probably right.
Yeah. I'm looking at the score now. Texans 19, Titans 16.
Okay. This is great content.
All right. Maybe.
Because actually, that was the week that me and Tim were filling in for Shane on the dock, and I triple checked that myself.
Okay. All right. Still better than you, Jason. Still better than you.
Honestly, Tim's the only one.
Anyways,
because he's the only one that's even broken even.
Are you better? Because I tell people not to take my picks, and I'm like perfect in that stature.
Well, you just got to start taking that yourself, Jay. You just got to start taking those picks yourself, and you'll be a perfect winner.
Yeah, but see, if I pick something on the podcast and then bet against it in real life, who knows what's going to happen?
I'll probably lose.
That's the Eddie Mush factor right there.
Exactly. I might break the internet. DraftKings would not even function that Sunday if I did something like that.
Well, guys, what are we thinking about this week?
This week, I'm looking at Gus Edwards, and I'm saying he's going to go over 40.5 rushing yards.
Wow, Tim. Very exciting. Any reasoning why?
I think he's the feature back this week. That's about it. I didn't have anything else ready. I just got Gus Edwards over 40.5 yards rushing.
Wow, Tim. Very exciting. Very exciting.
Oh shit, that's a fucking that's real barn burner. Jason, how about an over under?
Yeah, so I'm going under 34.5 in the Jets Browns game, and I'll give you a few reasons so you don't ridicule me as well. I'm just going to think of them off the top of my head here. The Jets offense sucks. Terrible. The Browns defense is great. the Jets offense or the Browns offense is touch and go, but the Jets defense is pretty good. So, and like I say, with those 30 over and unders, I like to take the under. So go and under.
I like that. I like that. The baked rake deflate lock of the week. I'm taking the Raiders. They are getting 3 points versus Colts. Antonio Pierce has been doing an incredible job. I think it's time to take the interim tag off his title. Raiders are on a 2-game win streak. Colts have lost 2 of their last 3. And I think even if the Raiders do lose, I still think they're going to cover the points there. So I'm taking the Raiders +3 against the Indianapolis Colts.
Solid pick. It makes sense. It does make sense. The Colts coming off a tough defeat against the Falcons.
Yeah, they're in turmoil right now. So,
and they're playing in Indianapolis too. So I don't know about, you know, the Raiders probably aren't going to like coming to the cold weather, but I still think they're going to hang in there enough to cover those points.
All right, give me a second as I pull up this week's games. What are we, week 16?
Yeah, I got them. Are you
talking by my account?
Yeah, go ahead, Tim. I thought you were talking about our spots.
Oh, no, go ahead, you're good. Tim. You're good. All right, Kamish, whenever you're ready, go ahead and tell me to stop.
Stop.
All right, we have Atlanta at Chicago. Atlanta is +3, and the over-under is 38.
I'm going to take Chicago.
Chicago -3.
-3. And what was the over-under, 38?
38.
Over.
Chicago -3 and over 38.
Okay, Kamish, you got $7 by my account with the past two losses. If we're doing $5 the week before and $5 this past week. You're down to $7.49 in the account from the humble $5 that we started with. So what are you thinking here? Whole go or you wanna just throw a fiver on it?
We got 1 week left of this, so let's save a little bit. Let's either split it or put $5 on it.
Okay. So $5, and once again the bet is the over, and you're taking Chicago?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Chicago -3 and over was a 38.
Yep.
All right, there you have it. The commission's careless two-teamer is in.
You heard it here first. You know what to do, guys.
Bet the opposite way.
All right, so this weekend, the Prime League, the most important game of the week, team and mid-team face versus the Grateful Zeds. Right now, the spot is even. Ooh. Both projected to score 123. So... ESPN views it the same as we do. We don't know who's going to win. Two evenly matched teams going at it. And then for the rest of the games, we got Let It Rain +3 over the fantasy football team. Tama Jama -2 over the Waddle Rockets. Team Sestito +3 over Rocky Balboa. Clam Wallace Scavengers +4 with the Spider-Man parts. And this one's kind of crazy. The Comeback Kids +38 over myself.
Wow.
Especially after the game he just had last week. He just put up 150 points.
ESPN is just assuming he still sucks.
Wayne and Jimmy both coming on real late with fucking season destroying teams.
When it doesn't matter.
So a good segue from that. So obviously we know that the championship game's coming up. Is for those who might not know, like myself, are there any benefits or consequences for the other games that are taking place if people win or lose?
No, not for the consolation bracket. Just basically, honestly,
third place, what? Right?
Yeah, third place still wins, still takes home. which I don't know if we've ever actually gone over it on the podcast. Maybe bring up the breakdown of the
payouts.
Payouts here,
because we're $10 less than this year than we have been in the past, right? Where it's a $40 buy-in as opposed to the $50 that we've
come
accustomed to.
Jeez, where did I put it at?
It's in his ass.
Piece of white trash.
All right, so the pot overall is 480. We hold 20 back for the new plaque, and then that leaves us with 460 to split between everybody. Third place does walk away with 80. Second place walks away with 120, and then first place walks away with 260.
Paid for by the Shane McClain for Chairman of the UWWPF, the Underpaid Women in the Workplace Foundation.
Someone is vying for that third place spot still?
Yep, it's between Tim and Mike right now. So whoever wins out of that will walk away with that 80.
Okay. So how you feel about that matchup, Tim?
Oh, shit. Mike and I should have trashed each other then. I didn't even think about that.
Why? Just because there's money involved now?
Yeah. Well, Mike and myself, we're the top two scoring teams in the league this year. I think, I can't remember for sure, but I went back and looked, and both of us are top two, like, points ever scored throughout a regular season in our league. And wow. It was both this year. So it's going to be a good game. His team had a few rough matchups last week, and they really underperformed. I think they like scored like 84 points, something like that. But my team did the same thing the week prior, and last week they didn't do much better. So surprisingly, after the season that we had, I think it's going to be a low-scoring game between Mike and I. So, I don't know. I'd like to win that $80, obviously, but I guess we'll see.
Good. Okay, so do you have any trash for Mike that you want to spew right now, too? Something real nice and light for him? Something real soft for his seemingly frail little body?
I like your face. I like your beard. Enough with the small talk. Let's get weird. Fantasy football is the best. Good luck to you, but your ass is grass, I guess.
I guess.
Nice. I liked it. Perfect.
Good shit.
So, a quick question, though. What determines last place? Does the outcome in the loser's bracket determine that, or is it the regular season record? Because if it's regular season, Wayne has locked that up. If it is in the playoff bracket, actually, Remy and Matt are fighting for that right now.
Mm-hmm.
That is a good question. Maybe that's something we should pose along with the other couple topics that I want to bring up for the off season as well, and see what we do from there as a group. Because whatever we set this year will be. That'll be like the guidestone that we, you know, move forward through Dynasty with as well. Yeah. So not that we can't make changes, of course, like we, you know, if we want to discuss that, but that's what we'll start with. And that's how we'll keep things rolling until we find a better way.
We already know that Remy and Matt are both going to be in favor of this bracket. And we know that Jimmy and Jimmy and Wayne for sure are both going to be in favor of the regular season standings. So, we'll just have to hopefully it balances out the right way.
We'll do a majority, and whatever wins, wins.
Shane, I saw that Remy was in Florida. Did his little Cajun Creole lips touch yours while he was down there?
No, not yet. I'm going to go see him Friday and make sure we get some lip-to-lip contact going. So I'm going to visit him in Miami.
Oh, nice. Okay, cool.
You're a creep.
Make sure you touch his little shrimp by you from me.
I'll give him the old slippery shrimp, dude.
Give him the old Remoulade sauce. Sling some Remoulade. Tim, I got an empty can.
What happened to it? Did you drink it?
No, I think it needs to have some trash went into it.
Piece of white trash.
It's time to trash the commish.
All right. We forgot to do the Humphreys Holmes read. Bobbin, you want to take that over real quick before we get going?
Yeah, absolutely. If, you know, does the economy have you down? Is inflation kicking your ass every left, right, and center turn you take? Well, if so, come spend your money in another useless place and visit Humphrey's Homes at Red One Realty, where I'll probably talk you into buying something you can't afford at a monthly price that's probably going to bankrupt you. So call me today, 740-275-1277. If you're looking to get screwed in Central or Eastern Ohio, give me a shout today.
Oh, man.
Tim.
Trash the commish. Thank you, Justin. Trash the commish, sponsored by Greg's Eggs. Don't forget to check out the Greg's Eggs YouTube channel and hit the subscribe button. All right, championship week, trashing of the commish. Who wants to kick things off? I can go first if we want to go.
I'll do it real quick because I only got one little thing. It's this little one's kind of ruined it, but I was going to point down to this here. This dog is so bored by the commish. She's just been sleeping the entire time.
Damn commish.
Bored. Not bored interested in anything the commish has to say.
That was a cute ass puppy, though.
Won't even look at you. Yawned.
Yawned. All right, well, since I missed last week, I figure, I know Christmas has come and gone. Jolly old St. Nick has left us for the year, but I'm gonna drop what I would have dropped last week, which were my Christmas themed trashes for the commish. Why did the commish come back to the Ohio Valley for Christmas? He heard Tim was gonna use the snowblower and wanted to take a turn. Speaking of old St. Nick, what is the difference between the commish and Santa? Santa stops after three hoes.
Wrong one.
Aaron Bain called. He was staring at me from around the corner. He said, "Commish, if Christmas is your right leg and New Year's is your left leg, can we meet between the holidays?" Excuse me. I'm still a little bit sick. What did Bill Cosby, the commish, and Santa Claus all have in common? They only come while you're asleep. God. Lastly, I don't know if you guys know, but Shane played Santa Claus at his family Christmas party while in the valley over the holidays. One of the little family members, little kid, ran up to him and asked, Santa, can I have a little brother or sister for Christmas? Santa said, "Sorry, kid, I've been snipped."
Yes.
Piece of white trash.
It's time to trash the commish.
That's all I got. That's it for me.
All right, this one we heard from your local dentist from his office says the commish has always practiced good oral hygiene. He always makes sure to brush his teeth before he gives head. The commish and his lovely first lady went out for a very romantic date a few days back. The commish went out dressed as a chicken. His wife, not to be outdone, decided that she was going to dress up like an egg. And after a romantic night, a lifelong question was answered. It was the chicken that came first.
Oh, man.
But before they went on their date, the commish took a trip to the library, and with a bit of shame, the commish walked up to the librarian and asked her, "Do you have that book for men with small penises?" The librarian looks at her computer and says, "I don't know if it's in yet." The commish said, "Yes, that's the one." The commish had a doctor's appointment following that romantic date with Mrs. Commish, and before the doctor even examined the commish, he told him that he needed to stop masturbating. And the commish befuddled, asked why, and the doctor said, because I need to examine you. And this one is from Walt Disney from Cryo Labs. He says, what does Cinderella and the commish have in common? Neither of them choked when they got to the ball.
Piece of white trash.
It's time to trash the commish.
Man, oh man.
We have any trash in the group? Nope. No trash in the group.
Shame. Man, I do want to say before I hop off, the trash between Jeff and Zach was pretty legendary tonight. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Zach hit Jeff. I swore I heard a subliminal code reference in there.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
And then Jeff with the D&D stuff. So good. So classic.
Oh, shit.
Have you guys given your predictions yet on who you think is going to win that game and take it off?
I guess we probably should, huh?
Yeah. I personally think Zach's going to pull it out. He's been the Cinderella team, per se, of the season. I think he keeps clawing his way back. He's made more trades in one season than most of us have done in our entire tenure. And it has paid off. I think this week he pulls it out.
His team's just too – I think they're on fire at the right time, which is what you need. Anytime you want to make a run in any tournament, catch fire at the end of the season into the playoffs, and that's what I think Zach's team has done. I'm taking Zach as well.
I think we're going to have to sweep it with Zach, unfortunately, for Jeff. I just looking at the team, and not only the team, but the matchups that they have this week as well, it's all playing into Zach's favor, so I would have to go with Zach's team also.
All right. Well, and if history has told us anything, Jeff, congratulations.
Oh, man. Jason, that's a good point. I do remember grading of the drafts. I believe Zach may have gotten an A+ on his draft grade at that time during the season. And I think it was early on one of the episodes, I actually picked him as who I thought would win. I switched it to Brace later on, but Brace lost steam, and as much shit as I give Zach, I've kind of always had him as my dog in the race. I'm living vicariously through him since you guys won't let me back in the league, so he's my pick as well, so. Good luck to all you guys this coming week, and I hope everybody had a good holiday. And I look forward to seeing you guys soon. So, how many more episodes of this are we going to do? Is next week the last one?
There's going to be two. Next week is our official year end regular episode, and then Sunday, January 7th, we're going to do another live episode that pertains with checking in on week 18 NFL games, giving away some awards to the league and the league managers, as well as the best of clips from the season one of the PLP.
Ooh, nice. I like that.
Howie's going to make that list for sure. Howie Felterbush.
Oh, yeah. Well,
wonder what happened to Howie Felterbush.
It's been 2 months, two months since we've heard.
It's been a long time. What's her name? Not Nancy Pelosi, but
Cindy Lauper.
Yeah,
Nancy Pelosi.
As if they're easily confused.
Girls just wanna have fun.
Ever since Cindy Lauper comes in with Hype the Commish. We haven't heard from Howie, so hoping that he's okay. And second off, if Howie is out there and he's listening right now, we would love to have him come back on. If not even to trash anyone, which it's obviously welcome and loved, but just to hear his sweet voice again. So,
Howie, we miss you.
All right. Well, cool. Biggs, I don't know if you guys haven't acknowledged Biggs is in the room. Good to mm-hmm. see you, Biggs. How you doing tonight, buddy?
Boss man, what up?
What's going on, brother? How are you?
How you guys doing?
Good. How you doing, brother?
Doing good.
Good, man. I just kind of wanted to chime in as a guest this evening, just listen to what you guys had going on. It is nice to, come into the episode towards the end here, because I was actually going to ask the, I was going to pop in and jump in right at the end, man, just to give you guys a shout out, man, because, we need to hear how he felt about least one more time or something, it's not right without Howie, at least to go out with a bang, man. Howie's gonna go out with a bang. And then on top of it, man, I was just thinking about something like, fuck, what am I going to do, when there's no more PLP for the year, man? I'm gonna have to listen to fucking First Take or something now, man. Shit.
A question we all have to figure out, honestly.
I've always said, even since the first time I called in, which I think was episode 4, I've always said that you guys should just run it's probably too much to do, but you guys should probably just run a fantasy football league or just a football podcast in general. I think you could pull it off, but it would take away from the Prime League, and it would be an all-year commitment thing type of thing. That would be, I don't know. Well, I guess football season's only, 20, how many weeks? 20 weeks or so? So, I don't know. It's a thought.
At least to get something covered for the offseason, maybe just do a few episodes every so many weeks or something.
Yeah, I'm sure throughout the year we'll combine our heads and think of something good. Maybe you'll hear a special draft episode or a combine episode. Nothing in the works, but there's always
combine episode would be pretty sweet.
Listen, every month of the year is dominated by the NFL one way or another. They have the league from September until February. Then March is the pro days. No, March is the combine. April is the draft. May is whenever shit starts kicking off. And then I think June is summer camps or something like that. Every month, there's something every month in the NFL planned it out that way so that they can dominate literally every month. They're not, you're not missing the beat.
We'll be able to figure something out. We're not going to be dead air all year long.
With the dynasty, is there anything significant that takes place before the draft in the off season as the year goes on? Is there any kind of management that's necessary or needed by the team owners and managers?
Well, you'll see trades and moves and stuff in the off season. People cut and picked up, cut by one team, picked up by another team. So, there's things that you have to pay attention to for sure. It's not obviously not as heavy as, after the draft when you got new players on new teams that you got to pay attention to. But there's definitely things.
Right. When does the waiver wire begin for the season? When can teams start to trade?
Good question.
That's a good question. That's something that we'll have to tackle together this year.
Interesting.
We got Batman joining us today.
What's up, Luca?
Say what's up, bro. He don't even care.
Get that mic out of my face.
Bluey's on in the other room, so he's gonna run back over here. Maybe not.
How was Friendsgiving? I didn't get a chance to be there. It sounded like it was a killer time. How was it?
It was a blast.
Yeah, it was good.
It was excellent. Great time. It's unfortunate everybody got sick, but it was a great time. I was even down for a couple days.
How did you fare, Biggs? We were all we all had one thing. You kind of described something a little bit different than we all had.
See, with me, it seemed like it was just more I just had it seemed more like maybe a strep throat type situation. And then I had some congestion and I was, the mucus and stuff. But beyond that, it wasn't too bad. I didn't have no type of fever or, any type of, like my fatigue wasn't all that bad. Like I was still going to work and get things done and things like that. But it was just like taking extra precautions, just, you know, washing hands and just making sure that, you know, cause I'm touching a lot of money at work and things like that. So that's the thing too. I always try to consider, you know, working at a gas station and shit, man. Like I'm handling like, you know, $3,500 a day sometimes. Like it's a lot of, you know, it's a lot of money. You don't know where it's been, you know?
Yeah, I think strep throat kind of makes sense because of all the penises we are throating.
I'll tell you what, though. I only smoke cigars every once in a while, and I think that's why my throat was so fucked up the next day.
Yeah, I smoke a lot of Black and Milds these days. That's probably a big part of it. Cause I had that big ass fucking Cuban out there with you, Tim, with you and the gang.
Yep.
You came out, busted out these cigars. I was like, ah, oh, shit. I'm like, this takes me back to the day, bro. Yeah. We needed you there, Humps. You know what I'm saying? We had the guards out and everything. Also, we was missing was the suits. Like we had back in my mom's on Floyd.
So yeah. I was definitely jealous of everybody and mad that I couldn't be there for sure. But maybe next year I'll make a better effort to do it and to be there. So, so yeah. But I got some.
But
heard a kid scream.
Hey, I gotta go into work though, guys. But I love y'all, man. Probably, baby.
All right, man. Later, dude.
Have a good night, man.
Later, B. Same for me, gents. I'm going to hop off. Good to see you again. Sorry I missed last week. Looking forward to next week. I hope you guys have dreams of lollipops and fingers where they shouldn't be.
Later, guy.
Later, Jay. All right. Later, B.
Later, guys. All right, yeah, championship week here in the Prime League podcast. Man, what an episode. That's one for the books.
Hell yeah.
That was a good one. I think that was the most guests in one episode that we've had. We've had seven people on today, including us three right here. Look at the dog. Just popping up looking at Jay.
I think your mic is dead, Jay.
No.
Oh, there we go.
There he is.
What a crazy season, though. This has been a great season. The podcast has been great. Everything's been great.
Oh, yeah.
I appreciate the hell out of you guys. I appreciate the whole league. It's been awesome. We got two great episodes left ahead of us here. We get to find out who the champion's going to be, and then we have an off season to get some shit together for everybody for next year.
Yeah, I think it's a successful season, not just on the podcast, but in the actual league itself. We've had a lot. I think the podcast has helped. We've had a lot of interaction with each other this year compared to other years, and just, you know, enjoying the season as a whole.
Definitely.
What other league has their own podcast that follows it and is this dedicated to bringing you the news and trashing the commish? I mean, it's awesome. This is awesome. We only have a few episodes left, so I'm gonna miss it whenever it's gone. But
yeah,
as Justin mentioned, yeah, we could crack the mic once a month or so and bring you updates throughout, and mainly bullshit.
We'll do some things. I think we'll have some things. We'll get some stuff together. Once a month shouldn't be an issue. We'll work on it, guys.
Yeah. But
don't fret.
But it is championship week, and we have the Teamy McTeam face owned by Jeff Gratzmiller taking on the Grateful Zeds owned by Zach Heron. So a great championship matchup. Doesn't matter who the winner is, they will have their first ever plaque posted on the Papua New Guinea Prime League fantasy football trophy. So that's great to see. I'm mad at it, that it can't be me. So,
yeah, congratulations to Jeff and Zach both on just making it to the championship game, and also to you, Tim and Mike, for getting, you know, battling it out for third place here.
For sure.
Yeah, it's well, It sucks that it's only third place. Holy shit. It sucks that it's only third place, but yeah, I'll take third place over over anything else less than that, I guess. So, but Penguins up 7-0 in the third period right now over the Islanders.
Jesus.
They're a lot like the Penguins this year, a lot like the member berries. Some weeks they show up strong, other weeks they just disappear.
They're about even right now, aren't they, record-wise?
Yeah.
Last I saw was 20-something and 20-something and a few ties.
All right, so the Prime League podcast will continue next week, 1 week from tonight, Wednesday, and then we'll have the Sunday best of episode, Sunday, January 7th, I believe it is. Yep. We have one game tomorrow, or in our league, we have one game left. Obviously, the championship week between the Grateful Zeds and Tammy McTeamface. Browns and Jets going at it tomorrow night on Thursday Night Football. So I don't know if they have any, I don't think either of them have players on either of those teams. But don't forget to set your lineups. Same thing with Mike and myself and the rest of you fools as well. Prime League Podcast, episode 21 in the books. Guys, anything before we wrap it up?
I don't think so.
You going to cry, Shane? Look like you're going to cry.
You're going to cry.
Oh, it's like a deep yawn. Just a very deep yawn. Okay. My apologies. Good luck this week, though, everyone.
What a thrill with darkness and silence through the night. What a thrill. I'm searching and I'll melt into you. What a fear in my heart, but you're so supreme.
Essentially, the game plays you.